What separates extraordinary achievers from everyone else? It's not superhuman genetics or magical abilities. It's accessing capabilities we all possess but rarely tap into. Jim Steele's journey from an out-of-shape executive with spinal fusion surgery to Ironman triathlete demonstrates a profound truth. Extraordinary potential lies dormant within each of us. The equation is elegantly simple. Performance equals potential minus interference. Whatever stands between you and your full capacity, whether external obstacles or internal limitations, constitutes interference. The key is determining what you can control and taking decisive action there while accepting what you can't change. True superhumans don't merely endure challenges, they adapt to them. Imagine two people in ice baths, one white-knuckling through the discomfort, the other embracing and adapting to it. Though facing identical circumstances, their experiences differ dramatically. The person who adapts gets something from the challenge rather than just getting through it. This adaptive mindset proves more sustainable than pure endurance and can be cultivated through cognitive reframing, transforming challenges into adventures through the language we use and the mindset we adopt. The seeking system, located in the ventral striatum, drives exploration and learning through dopamine release. This neurochemical response enhances memory formation and reinforces successful behaviors. Instead of detailed long-term planning, establish a direction of travel, DOT, with supporting smaller goals. This flexible framework maintains momentum while allowing adaptation. For example, when changing careers, set a direction like transition to technology sector and align actionable steps beneath it, learning programming, building a portfolio, networking. Align your vision with identity to amplify the seeking system's power. Rather than simply training for a marathon, identify as a marathon runner. This identity shift naturally activates your brain to seek resources and behaviors aligned with your goal, from nutrition to training schedules. Focus on becoming the person who would naturally achieve your objective. Flow represents peak performance, where we feel and perform our best. In this state, we experience effortless concentration, enhanced skills, complete immersion, and time distortion. Research shows flow increases productivity up to 5 times at senior executive levels. Its power comes from a unique neurochemical cocktail: simultaneous release of dopamine, focus, norepinephrine, attention, endorphins, pain blocking, anandamide, lateral thinking, and serotonin, feel-good afterglow. Flow follows focus. To trigger this state, you need the right balance between skills and challenge, like a ski run at the edge of your ability. External triggers include high consequence, novelty, complexity, and deep embodiment, while internal triggers involve clear goals, immediate feedback, concentration, and autonomy. The flow cycle begins with struggle, a period of agitation as your brain determines which circuits to activate. This is followed by release through light physical activity, then flow itself, and finally recovery. Many people miss flow by skipping crucial phases. Understanding and planning for each stage significantly increases your access to this powerful state. We operate from 3 distinct minds: negative, dominated by worry; positive, open to possibility; and flow, peak performance. You cannot access flow mind directly from negative mind. You must first shift to positive mind. The arrow breaking demonstration illustrates this perfectly. When breaking an arrow against their throat, volunteers struggle not with physical limitations, but with negative assumptions about harm. Once someone succeeds, others shift to positive mind and become willing to try. Our beliefs act as filters through which we perceive reality, like how colorblindness causes people to see the same object differently. Shifting from negative to positive mind requires changing your inner dialogue. Saying, "I've lost my keys," creates a mental blind spot, while asking, "Where are my keys?" primes your brain to notice them. Simple questions like, what am I grateful for? And what will I accomplish today? Can shift your mindset toward possibility rather than limitation. Our attention has become a precious commodity in high demand. With people touching their phones over 2,600 times daily, protecting this limited resource is crucial. Distractions fracture focus and prevent flow, and as neuroscientist Dr. Adam Gazzoli notes, actively ignoring them depletes mental energy, like noise-canceling headphones drain batteries. To harness flow, align with your brain's ultradian rhythm through 90-minute work intervals followed by 20-minute breaks. Plan tomorrow's priorities the night before, listing key tasks, goals, and motivation. During focus sprints, eliminate distractions by muting notifications, closing unnecessary apps, using noise-canceling headphones, and playing instrumental music if it helps. Mindfulness and meditation are essential for performance and well-being. Just 15 minutes daily trains the brain to resist distraction, flow's kryptonite. Research shows these practices increase gray matter in key brain regions, improve mood through dopamine and serotonin, enhance cognition, speed information processing, reduce stress, and sharpen attention, all vital for accessing your peak potential. Elite performance relies on managing energy, not time. Three pillars support this: sleep, nutrition, and movement. Sleep is the primary recovery tool for business leaders and athletes alike. High performers maintain strict sleep hygiene: cool, dark rooms, no late eating, early evening exercise, no caffeine after 3 p.m., no alcohol after 7 p.m., and no screens 30 minutes before bed. Consistency in sleep and wake times is paramount. For those who can't nap traditionally, Yoga Nidra offers a 10-30-minute alternative to rejuvenate the nervous system. Nutrition fundamentally drives energy, but it's highly individual. While basic principles like eating vegetables, avoiding processed foods, and staying hydrated apply universally, success lies in personalizing your approach. Stanford's milkshake study revealed how mindset affects physiology. Participants' hunger hormones dropped significantly more when they believed they were drinking an indulgent shake versus a diet one, though both were identical. Movement is essential, not just beneficial. Lifelong exercise delays 40 chronic conditions, but mindset matters as much as motion. When hotel housekeepers learned their work qualified as recommended exercise, they showed improved health metrics without changing their routines, proving both physical activity and our perception of it influence outcomes. We never outperform our identity. Our behaviors and goals reflect who we believe we are. Success comes from aligning our identity with future goals rather than past achievements. Through visualization, our brain builds references that make real attempts more achievable. Great teams form when members serve something larger than themselves, challenging each other against shared standards daily. Being superhuman means reclaiming control of innate abilities available to all. Through goal setting, metacognition, breathwork, movement, and recovery, we can tap into our body and mind's remarkable adaptive capabilities. What matters is our response to circumstances. These techniques create space between stimulus and response, enabling conscious choices over automatic reactions. The superhuman journey is about continuous growth, with each victory building momentum. These abilities come with responsibility to ourselves and those we might inspire. By honing these capabilities, you'll be prepared for future challenges. Your greatest potential lies in growing beyond perceived limitations.